A public wake for former NBC newsman Tim Russert will take place tomorrow afternoon at St. Albans School in Washington, with a private funeral mass and burial scheduled for Wednesday morning. A private memorial service to be televised live on MSNBC will be held Wednesday afternoon at the Kennedy Center in Washington. All of the nation's Sunday morning news programs mentioned the death of Russert, who died Friday afternoon of a heart attack. MSNBC went all night long on Friday in covering Russert's death, and NBC News devoted its entire newscast and a separate hour in prime time Friday night to mourn his death. The coverage continued this morning with Russert's son Luke interviewed live on the Today Show. To some television critics, however, the coverage has been a bit excessive. Hal Boedeker is a TV critic for the Orlando Sentinel. He wrote an online column today entitled, Lessons of the Tim Russert Coverage.
Well, my point is I think that it was very overblown and it was self-indulgent and that they just went too far with it, that it's just been too much. And interviewing his son this morning in the first half hour of the Today Show, and in effect giving over the first half hour of the Today Show to his son, was just too much.
As you mentioned in your post this weekend, there were some important stories out there, certainly the Iowa floods among them. Is this a case where Washington insiders like to talk amongst themselves, maybe to the detriment of what's going on in the rest of the country?
Yes, exactly. I think it's also the media covering itself. MSNBC really should have exerted some self-control in this case, and their shock is understandable, but he simply received too much coverage, and it detracts from his true importance and his dignity that they just keep harping on this.
You know, it seems like the media, maybe more than ever with the 24/7 coverage, I'm thinking a couple years ago when Ronald Reagan passed away, and that was, of course, a big milestone in this country. The media did not stop, I don't believe, for six straight days until Reagan was finally put to rest on a Friday night after passing away on the weekend.
Well, there's a difference here, though. I mean, Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States. I mean, every American should have stopped and paid attention to that coverage. I mean, he's an important historical figure. I mean, and I would say the same is true of Gerald Ford. Tim Russert is a journalist. He was a very good journalist. But there's something troubling when journalists become the story. And I think most journalists would feel that this isn't the right thing. I agree with you, it was right in the beginning, but after so many hours of it, you just say, this is too much. If you've got something to advance the story, give that to us. If there's some angle that we need to understand better, such as this heart disease, that adds something. Just having people tell us over and over what a nice guy he is doesn't really add a lot. I mean, it's just, you know, because they have all these hours to fill, they can bring all these people on, and I think what they've done is they've fallen into this ditch with this story. It's like, let's get out of this rut, let's move on to other things. The Iowa flooding, I would say, is extremely important, and that needs to be impressed on people, just how serious it is. And if you're devoting the hours to yourself, then you're robbing people of what they really need to know.